This is a dictation for Darian Gheeston. D, like Detroit, ARRIANGEESTON. Date of service is 2/20/2025. Date of birth 11/9/1997. Date of accident is 11/20/2024. The patient was traveling on the in a automobile. The passenger on the left side of the rear seat and was T-bone on the driver's side. The impact caused him pain in the right shoulder with possible fracture and pain in the neck, upper back, as well as lower back to the tune of 7. He feels weakness of the right arm and numbness of the fingers of the 2nd, 3rd, 4th. He has had a MRI done, which shows multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine, leading to spinal stenosis up to a 7.9 at C4 and C5 with bilateral neurofemoral stenosis, and it occupies all of the disc except the C1 and C2. In the right shoulder, no pathology is detected. He has no rotator cuff tear. Rotator cuff tendons are completely normal. And bursa is pretty normal. Muscle bulks are okay. The lumbar spine shows MRI. Mild facet arthrosis at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. With bilateral neural foramina stenosis at L5-S1 and ligamentum hypertrophy, ligamentum flavum hypertrophy. The patient has been advised about these findings and he will basically, he's seeing an orthopedic surgeon to see if there is any need for any surgery for the right clavicle. Within that, patient is advised to continue the physical therapy, traction, cervical traction, and cervical pillow has been ordered for him. In addition, patient should continue therapy, chiropractic, home stretching of the spine. Thank you. Medications are provided. His meds have been reviewed. Labs are engaged as well. New labs have been obtained. Percocet 10/325 to 12 hours for 7 days was provided for pain relief. And an X-ray chest and clavicle was ordered also. Thank you. And orthopedic referral was also provided.